that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you could always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. So I'm calling this meeting to order. Could you please call the roll, Ms. Cedar?
Councilmember Cahill?
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Here.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Here.
Councilmember Rashid?
Here.
Councilmember Uren?
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here. And would you all join me in the flag salute?
To the flag, for which it stands, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to number six. Number six will be open to the public for comments regarding item number 12, the consent agenda items. Again, we will be opening to the public for comments for just for the consent agenda items only. For each public comment portion for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand on Zoom app, or if by pressing phone, by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now opened for remote attendees.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
The remote attendee portion is closed. We'll now open for public comment for in-person attendees. Anyone wishing to speak at this time, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Seeing none, I'll close the in-person attendees. Number seven is an ordinance second reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap bank. It will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2026 Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 40A:4-45.14, was introduced on the 12th day of March 2026 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 18th day of March 2026. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 14th, 2026, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2026-08.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And this is something that we do every year at this time prior to adopting the budget. So I'm going to open this to the public for the remote attendees. We're now open for remote attendees.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We'll close the remote attendee portion and we'll now open to the public for anyone in person. Seeing none, we're now closed for the in-person. Can I have an offer?
Offer, Espinosa.
Can I have a second?
Leibowitz.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. We'll now move to number 8, which is the public hearing for the calendar year 2026 municipal budget. So we are now open to the remote attendees for the public hearing on the budget.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We'll now close that for the remote attendees and we'll open it for the in-person attendees. Seeing none, we'll close that. We'll now move to number 9, a resolution, the adoption of the calendar year 2026 municipal budget. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the council members of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and the authorization of the amount of $52,725,270.31 for municipal purposes and $4,318,060.60 minimum library tax, summary of revenues, general revenues, surplus anticipated, $17,500,000, miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $23,022,702.70, receipts from delinquent taxes, $1,100,000, amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes, $52,725,270.31. Amount to be raised by taxation minimum library tax, $4,318,060.60. Total revenues, $98,666,033.61. Summary of appropriations, general appropriations within caps, operations including contingent, $51,599,398.96. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $7,743,851.20. Excluded from caps, operations, total operations that are excluded from caps, $12,760,365.75. Capital improvements, $11,102,891. Municipal debt service, $12,976,800.70. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $2,482,726. Total appropriations, $98,666,033.31.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. I have an offer to accept the budget.
Offer, Espinosa.
Second, Councilman Aaron.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Cahill? Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the calendar year 2026 municipal budget passes. And I'd like to thank everyone over in the finance office for their diligent and hard work in working on this budget. Number 10 is an ordinance second reading replacing Chapter 21, Zoning Section 21, Affordable Housing, and repealing the Section 23, Collection, Maintenance, and Expenditure of Development Fees. This will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, repealing and replacing Chapter 21 Zoning, Section 21, Affordable Housing, and repealing Chapter 21 Zoning, Section 23, Collection, Maintenance, and Expenditure of Development Fees, was introduced on the 12th day of March 2026, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 22nd day of March 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance having had a second reading on April 14th, 2026, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval, in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2026-09.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll now open this to the public. We're going to be opening for the remote attendees at this time. Anyone wanting to speak remotely? We are now open to the public.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We'll close to the remote attendees and we'll open to in-person. Anyone wishing to comment on this item, please come up at this time. Seeing none, I'll close the public portion. Have an offer?
Leibowitz.
Can I have a second, please? Do I have a second?
Cahill. Cahill, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Abstain.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes second reading. Number 11 is an ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning, open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending and supplementing Chapter 21 zoning, was introduced on the 12th day of March 2026, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 22nd day of March 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 14th, 2026, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval, in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2026-10.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're now open for remote attendees to comment on this ordinance.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We're now closed to the remote attendees. We're open to the public at this point. If anyone wishes to speak on this ordinance, please come up at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion. Can I have an ordinance? Can I have an offer, please?
Councilmember, an offer.
Can I have a second?
Leibowitz, second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Abstain.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Number 12 are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda items?
Motion to accept.
Motion, Councilwoman, a second, Cahill, then.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda passes. Number 13 is announcements and comments from officials. Do we have any announcements from Gabrielle Cahill?
I'm going to be short because I'm on the road, but I just want to reiterate Council President, your gratitude towards the administration, to our CFO, to our BA, for everyone who really participated to help us with our budget, to really be looking at the numbers and finding ways to keep us flat in light of, you know, our house values. It's really important that we do what we can to find ways not to impact our residents' purses terribly. And I just want to say, you know, a big thank you to all of them. And I'll leave it to everyone else to talk about the things going on in town.
Thank you. Sharon Carmichael.
No announcements.
Dennis Espinoza.
Yes, they want, so it's coming right around the corner. So we have a lot of May events coming up. So I would like to remind everyone on Saturday, May 30th, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Little League Complex, we have our annual Piscataway Bike Rodeo, which I will be there. And so with a lot of residents and some participants, this is really geared for youngsters that are just starting to ride their bikes, for bicycle safety knowledge. We also have some raffles going on for helmets. They show you how to strap on a helmet correctly, what protection you need, how to actually go and navigate through an obstacle course using your hand signals, abiding by the stop signals, etc. So it's really a nice event, and it's a really learning experience for everyone. And the parents also have fun there watching their kids roll around. So I hope to see everybody there.
Laura Leibowitz.
Good evening. I have a few questions and a comment. So first of all, I'm just curious as to what the policy or process is for being informed, not specifically, but in general when we are in litigation. So I did not find out about the Motel 6 lawsuit until I saw it on social media, and I'm actually quoted in the lawsuit. So I know on other boards, there are just legal updates, again, not about the specifics, but just curious about how that operates here on the council.
I'll leave that up to our attorney.
Yeah, I can handle that. When we get an initial complaint, first it has to, there's a process before it gets assigned to council and we actually file an answer. We can look into a procedure to notify the council about it, but usually we won't give the council an update until we actually get assigned counsel and actually start looking at the complaint and preparing an answer.
Okay, thank you. Secondly, I want to reach out.
Please. Most of the time, these complaints don't get leaked to the public until, and we try to actually make comments on pending litigation. Usually, you found out about it through the public because someone leaked the complaint to the public for whatever political reasons. Normally, you'll find out about complaints way before the public does, because as we go through our process, we will notify our council.
Okay. I just do know that on other boards, there are opportunities for council to just be updated, what's in litigation, what's coming down the pike. Again, not specifics, of course, to protect the case, but, you know. All right. Secondly, I want to thank those members of the council that came to the Autism Resource Fair. I really appreciate it. But I do want to address a concern about an inequity of resources towards council events. This event was a great event. It was not named. Well, many of our council events are specifically named. There were pop-up ads for other council events. There are reels. There is a lot of disparity between and across the different events and who they're run by. And it's really not fair. It's not right. And so I think it's something that we need to look into. We have a communication director. We have these events that are great for everybody in town, no matter which council member is hosting them or coordinating them. And I just really want to make that point. I don't really think it's fair or right. The last point that I have Well, I do also want to, before my last point, we did have an Arts Commission, Cultural Arts Commission meeting last week, and we have several summer events getting ready. One of them is a juried art show with the theme of course, First Fourth in Piscataway, 250th anniversary, 4th of July. So our painters, our photographers, our charcoal artists, our watercolors, all of our amazing artists in town, keep an eye out for that. The last piece that I have in my remarks is a resolution promoting and protecting resident rights and public safety regarding immigration enforcement action. Governor Sherrill put into play protection for residents and guests in the state of New Jersey regarding masked ICE agents. And unfortunately, we did have a masked ICE agent in town last Saturday. From the pictures that were posted on social media, there was a masked ICE agent. Was it a full mask? No, it was a partial mask. I understand that this is a new legislation and that as a state, we need to sort it out, but I think to protect ourselves for the police so that they are properly trained, that our residents and guests can understand that they will have the full protection of the law. I have shared with our resident, with our council, this resolution, and I would like to make a motion that we pass this resolution.
So, Council, I just actually looked at this just now. I'd request the Council to hold off on passing the resolution, and I had spoken to Councilwoman Leibowitz about it. We have concerns. When the statute, a bill was passed, it required guidance from the DOJ on how to implement the bill and how to be able to enforce the statute against federal agencies. There is a certain preemption in terms of what we can hold federal agencies accountable for. I had reached out to the DOJ, our public safety director, reached out to our county prosecutor. We have not gotten any guidance. We are waiting for it. I actually haven't gotten a response from the DOJ's office, and I assume it's because they probably got a barrage of phone calls on how to even implement and enforce this bill. I think it's a little premature in terms of requiring training on something that we don't have guidance yet from the DOJ. I think we should wait to see what the DOJ puts out. Also, whether this bill does or doesn't get challenged in the courts. So I'd request, there's also minor other changes that I think we should also modify in terms of language. I'd request the council just to hold off on passing this item.
I appreciate the feedback. Hopefully, new language will include a lot of the components that are in this resolution. Regular training for our municipal departments, agencies, officers, employees, training with federal civil immigration enforcement, written policies that are consistent with the resolution for responding to requests and inquiries, designating a supervisory employee for handling communication with the feds, and making sure that all of this information is accessible in multiple languages. You know, sometimes you have to kind of poke and prod to get things moving. And so I appreciate that feedback, and I look forward to the revision and, of course, messaging from the DOJ. So I withdraw the motion at this time.
Thank you for that, and thank you for Council for your advice. We did just receive it this evening, so I haven't even had the opportunity to read it yet. So I clearly understand we have to look at it. Thank you, Ms. Leibowitz. Sarah Rashid?
Good evening. Well, the resolution we passed last month on similar language, I didn't get to see the language till we were actually sitting on the council bench, and it was just read to us. But we supported it and voted for it. So I hope that we would get similar support. I know you're waiting for language, but it would be good to have a timeline and a commitment to get an update and actually follow through on this. Right. So since our last meeting, we celebrated many diverse holidays in our community. Happy Eid, Holi, Passover, Easter, and Orthodox Easter. Today is actually the Tamil New Year, and it's a celebration that marks a fresh start, focusing on hope and family bonds. I wanted to congratulate Councilwoman Leibovitz for a successful Autism Resource Fair. Councilmember Lombardi, your cleanup is coming up April 18th. Looking forward to that. I do a sister litter pickup in the fall, so it's a good spring and a fall cleanup community event. I also wanted to speak about a little few things that might be a little more serious. I attended a water quality policy workshop. It was hosted by the Lower Raritan Watershed Partnership. They focus on testing and informing the public about the water quality for recreational use. One concerning fact that they shared with us was that the Riverside Park testing location is one of the most polluted sites on the whole river. And it has been consistently really high score for fecal matter for over 5 to 8 years. They've been trying to figure it out. They're open and eager to work with all stakeholders to figure it out. They've put in additional testing sites upriver, but they are looking to us also to get involved for the community, and they're open to any stakeholders that would be willing to work with them. I encourage everybody to visit the township website. There is a list of ordinances for stormwater management that are already listed there. If there are any questions, you can reach out to the township. We also voted on a county health services contract today that supports environmental programs, and maybe that's something that we can look into for this kind of initiative. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is some community members reached out and they were upset that they are not able to use the library meeting rooms. And that was a policy that was put in place in the COVID times, where the meeting rooms were not supposed to be sent out to anybody, you know, any outside group. But at this time, you know, social distancing rules are not applicable anymore. So I urge the administration to look into those policies. And if we can, allow the taxpayers to have a free space for community meetings. Lastly, I'm also part of the Cultural Arts Committee, and we're finalizing the summer concert series. So look out for information about that. That should be exciting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council President, could I just, in regard to Riverside Park, I did talk to the administration this week about that. I just wanted to let the council know, a majority of contamination in the river, and partially, I have that experience because we also represent other entities up and downstream, and a majority of contamination that occurs in the river is usually upstream. It's not localized to the township. We have regularly and updated our stormwater regulations and continue to do a lot of work there. I know because I have to do some of it. And so the township doesn't actually run any stormwater into that river. It's all a closed system and runs, it doesn't run into the river. So in terms of what that contamination is, I'm not sure. We can definitely look into it and happy to, but I'm not sure what the township can do. It's really a state and NJDEP issue with upstream contaminators. But, you know, we'll definitely, you know, see what.
And it's no way, you know, none of the organizations were ever pointing the finger at Piscataway. It's not that. It's just, this is a shared resource. It's a river that's running through. It's our river. It's everybody in New Jersey. You know, we share this resource. So if we find something that is dirty, we can all work together to clean it. It's not saying that Piscataway is the one causing that pollution in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, just to clarify, because it's a river, it's hard to clean it because it's a flowing river. So, you know, in terms of contaminants, we also would have to get permits from the DEP, which I think would probably be nearly impossible in terms to do any type of cleanup in that area. But we'll definitely, you know, do some research. I'll have one of my coworkers, you know, at least look into it.
Yes.
Thank
the,
you.
The score for the fecal matter is the worst of the whole river. So
I'm
where
sorry,
you live closest to it.
Councilwoman Rashid, you were saying that they weren't pointing fingers at anyone. I just wanted to reiterate that.
So they're trying to pinpoint the cause. So right now it's at the point where it's in the research. They have a lot of data and they want to work with all the stakeholders to figure out the real root cause. So that's
they,
why I'm it, saying it's
do they
not
think it's a township issue?
No, they did not point to that.
They don't think it's a township issue? Okay.
They're saying that we need to all get together, all stakeholders work together to figure out what is actually causing the problem.
I agree with that. I agree. As long as they're not putting blame onto the township and you don't think that it's the township to blame, we can definitely, I would love to work with them.
Correct.
If I may, Council President, it would be helpful that if some members on this dais wouldn't point the finger at Sharon Carmichael. As what's being done in a campaign.
Well, unfortunately, what's happening is that this organization, the Raritan River, has been trying to work with the township for a while on this issue.
It's a bunch of, yes, because
okay, well, that's not what I heard. I don't want to go back and forth with you.
Well, we will go back and forth because it's a bunch of BS. Because the plain fact of the matter is we've been bending over backwards. I know Heather very well. And the plain fact of the matter is our Department of Public Works, our engineering departments, all assets been working with that organization long before you became a council member. But to have yourself and your Councilwoman Rashid get up along with your supporters and blame Councilwoman Carmichael that there's an alleged beach down there and is causing all the problems. I'm sorry, I got a huge problem with that.
Well, number one, I was on a dip, so I saw it. Number two, we did speak with Sharon and she said that she spoke with you and you were not really prepared to hear it at that time. So again, I don't want to do with a he said, she said, it's not appropriate. I look forward to working to clean the river.
You have a habit of throwing hand grenades out there.
Okay. As do you.
Well, now I have to say something.
Yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with Heather. Heather talked to me a couple of months ago. And so did Sarah Rashid. And what I said was they should go to the county and take their findings and let the county direct further investigation and further testing. I did not say the mayor was not interested. We both agree that they should take it to the county. It's start with the county. It's not a Piscataway issue.
Herman.
Okay. Are you done? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Councilman Frank Aaron.
Yes, I just want to say Saturday was opening day for Challengers, T-ball and Little League, and it was a huge success. We have over 350 children playing this year, and I want to give a shout out to all the coaches and volunteers. They did an excellent job.
It was a very, very nice day. Kudos. Mayor? Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, Council President. I just would like to say to the Council and the public, thank you so much for your support for the 2026 annual budget. A lot of time and effort goes into this, and the department heads, and we work very well together in terms of ensuring that whatever numbers are put in that budget document are what's needed. We do not add anything. This is what's needed in order to continue our services. And I would like to say that given all of the increases of which we have no control over, benefits, health benefits, pension, cost of supplies, goods and services, we are still able to continue to deliver the same level of services and have increased. I just would like to say in this budget, there's been earmarked for additional $2 million for the ecological park. There is money in there, the most for capital improvements this township is able to use because of the fiscal responsibility, its own cash to do many, many capital projects. I just want to alert the residents that, yes, we're very busy all the time, but now we're really going to kick it up. This is when a lot of contracts will be awarded, so thank you for your patience for that. And I just want to give a quick update with the Ecological Park. This township put a lot of time and effort into acquiring that property and then also getting Green Acres involved to support that endeavor. I have since picked that up with Green Acres, and they have agreed to continue to release the remaining funding. I think it's somewhere around $1.4 million. If we continue to provide the LSRP reports with our remediation, and we're going to continue moving forward with the phasing of this project, it's very exciting, and I'm very excited to continue moving, and we're going to start to see some real development soon. Thank you so much.
That's great news. Attorney Raj Kumar.
Yeah, just a happy Vaisakhi to the Sikh community. So that's today also. And then happy Ugadi, which is the Telugu Tamil new year. So,
thank you. And that leaves me. It leaves it to me. What's left? So I'd like to personally thank all of our emergency services personnel for the working structure fire that we had last Friday evening over in the Arbor section. They did a fantastic job over there, and I'd like to thank them for all of their hard work. The community cleanup is this Saturday morning. We are up to 350 volunteers, and all of our parks will be cleaned, plus some. So that's exciting. Everything is ready to go. And again, this is Autism Awareness Month. And thank you to Laura Lieberwitz for her autism fair. Yes, it was a very good event. And other than that, I think we're good. We'll now move to number 14, which is the agenda session for May 14th, 2026, which we don't have anything on at this point. Number 15, we'll now open to the public for remote attendees on at this time. Anybody remotely online, we're now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Hello, Brian Reck, 1247 Brookside Road. Before I begin my comments, I just want to read something from the dictionary. Leaked of a document to be produced by a company or organization intended to be confidential, but having been released to the public or the press. Now, hearing that, Raj, I'd really like you to explain what you mean a public court document can be leaked to the public. As an attorney, I'm sure you're aware they're all publicly available. This is filed on the court website. You can go look it up right now.
Please ask all your questions.
Okay. I was hoping to get an answer to that, but I guess that's all I have for now.
I don't even know. I mean, it was intentionally disclosed to the public outside of someone just searching it to the press to publicize. Prior
that's
to
not the definition of leak.
Within a day of us receiving the complaint. So it didn't give us an opportunity to even notify the council or even talk to the administration about it. I think I talked to the mayor after actually it hit the press. So that's what I meant by leaked, that it was intentionally, you know, released to the press.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
you can.
This is Sarah Radford. I live at 13 Dunbar Ave. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. I mean, it looks like the mayor has left, but he's the one I wanted to address. I'm really embarrassed by the mayor's behavior in these meetings. I just find it really disrespectful the way that he treats some of the people on the council and the public. And I'm just, you know, I've lived in Piscataway for 19 years, and it just, I want to be proud of living in this town. And it's really embarrassing to personally attack people up there and in the public. So I was at that water restoration meeting, and I felt like it was a very supportive and positive experience. And for somebody to bring something like that to the council and then have it, you know, just sort of be dumped all over, I'm just kind of embarrassed. So that's it.
Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi there. This is Jessica Cradville from 1247 Brookside Road. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we are.
Great. So I wanted to thank Councilperson Leibowitz, first of all, for bringing up about getting an ordinance passed about what the police should do about masking. I participate with a rapid response group that tries to document ICE activity in the county. And I went out early, it was last week, I was out and following up on somebody at a quick check in Piscataway, and there was actually a Piscataway PD officer observing some PSCNG work for safety, the road closure, so that they could do work, and said that he saw the people. He assumed they were ICE because they weren't Piscataway PD or South Plainfield PD, but it could have been any old person that kidnapped that poor person out of their car because they were wearing a mask, and the officer I spoke to did not have confirmation of who that was. So I think it's really important that we defend our friends and neighbors against masked federal agents, probably, or any other people who want to kidnap them off the street. And I did also want to bring up, thank you so much, Councilperson Rashid, for coming to the Lower Raritan Waterfront Partnership meeting. I also attended, and I thought that they were very, in a very collaborative spirit. There was no finger pointing of any kind, but it is very disappointing to hear our elected officials say, that's somebody else's pollution, I can't do anything about it, not even assist this volunteer-run organization focused on clean water to help them contact the right people at the county or the DEP or any of these other organizations that you think should take responsibility for this. And what about notifying people in the public who want to use Riverside Park for recreation and don't know that it's contaminated and may make them ill? Take no responsibility for it? And to say that our stormwater doesn't go into the Raritan River is actually laughable. I'm not sure where you think it goes, but all roads lead to the Raritan River in this area. So I would really appreciate the council people and the administration really taking responsibility and acting like leaders. And I thank you for the time this evening. I am finished.
Thank you, Mrs. Cradville.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Hi, Craig Omack, Three Lake Park Drive. In regard to the Riverside Park water quality issue, I attended the talk as well and spoke to the people from the Raritan River organization. I haven't heard anybody suggest that it's the township that has any sort of responsibility for the high fecal coliform counts. It's pretty clearly coming from upstream somewhere. Even the river people don't really seem to know where it's coming from. But Riverside Park is a township park, and people do use it for recreation, kayaking. There's even a boat launch there, fishing, wading. Trout fishermen are, you know, in the water. There's people that occasionally swim in the water. The counts here are very high for fecal coliform. I mean, that's not something that you want to get. And a lot of these people won't even know it. You can't see it. The water looks clear. Until you wind up septic on a ventilator, and then, oh, gee, maybe we got it from the river. So I think it's, at minimum, the township should be putting up a sign recommending that people not swim there due to water quality issues. Doesn't have to be specific. It doesn't have to be updated regularly, but there should be some sort of notice that, hey, this is a hazard. And it is a real hazard. 80% of the time, the fecal coliform counts at that location, Riverside Park, are high. They're above the recommended water usage threshold. And it's not by a little, it's by like a lot. So nobody's recommending or suggesting that the township has any culpability in it, but you certainly have a responsibility to let people know there's an issue. And it's kind of disappointing that, you know, we hear the attitude from the town that this isn't our problem. It's somebody else's problem. And that's maybe true, but it's township's problem that you should be notifying your residents that there's a hazard. And also the township attorney, I think, stated that the township doesn't discharge any stormwater to the river. What do we do with it then? Because I'm pretty sure it all goes to the river. Maybe he meant sanitary sewer. Well, that would certainly be true. That's a closed system. It goes to the water treatment plant in Sayreville. But we pretty much discharge all of our stormwater into the river. Correct me if I'm wrong, unless we do something else with our stormwater, but pretty sure it goes in the river. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Omack.
Council President, there are no other remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We're now closed for the remote attendees, and we're open for the in-person attendees. Anyone wishing to speak on any matter is welcome to come up at this time.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue. The subject is already there. Township is in bad shape. How many people here, property maintenance committee? None. Anybody here, property maintenance? None. Do you people care? Hey, finally, they pruned down those cherry trees in the parking lot. Thank God I've been complaining about them for 2 years. How about the front of the courthouse? It needs some work too. You don't care. You don't even bother to look at it. Potholes. God. Clinton and Seventh, okay. It's not the township responsibility, but it's a mud hole, and it's very dangerous, and it's in the township. And all these dead trees between the walkway and the curb, they hurt people. Are you people going to do anything about it? Property maintenance committee? Who are these people? Seventh and Mansfield. Seventh and Curtis. Right in the middle of Curtis between 7th and Washington. Dangerous issues. The driveway into Dunkin' Donuts between Curtis and Washington. An ordinance violation. All these ordinance violations you people don't see because property maintenance is not there. Non-existent, like me. My complaint is non-existent. 58 Curtis Avenue. Come and take a look at that property.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Grubbs?
Oh boy. My neighbor. Curtis Grubbs, 1750 West 3rd. I was going to talk about the street Hazelwood getting done, but we're going to put this on the back burner. This is back. We're just going to put it on the back. I want to know,
I'm going to talk about Hazelwood Park, the park. I want to know, is there any money coming for upgrades? If so, how much and when? We need to redo the park. Second, we need to get over there and start drenching across. We're not going to wait for the street to get done, Mayor. We need this done now. We need to know, is there a date on the docket or in the books when you guys or the county, because now I found out that we don't do it, the county does it, spray for the mosquitoes every time I call. You know, it's time to spray. Let's spray. We need to, someone needs to come out there and fix the sidewalks. That's been broke for a while. I've been giving them a chance to do other stuff, but now it's just, I'm going to pinpoint and pickle everything now because I'm not worried about the street. Street gets done when it gets done, if it gets done. I'm going to ask our illustrious guy, the lady on Pearl Street, someone, and I'm going to tell you the best thing to get this off. Someone needs to go out to her with a spray paint can and just spray paint what's going to get done. Talking and sending a piece of paper, some people don't understand. I said this before, just go out, make an appointment. I talked to her twice, and just take a can of spray paint and say, this is what we're going to do. I'm quite sure she'll buy. But if she don't, there's a few of us are going to get behind her and put stop this if we can.
What's the problem there?
One of the acquisitions we need for the road improvements. We'll definitely get one of the engineers out there to mark out the easements, and I'll have one of my associates go out there to meet with her.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grubbs.
Just as an aside note, Council President, the property in question he's talking on the other side of the park, that is privately owned property in Dunellen, partially Dunellen, Pony Piscata.
Mayor, I can't think of the guy's name that was cleaning that side of that park. I think it was Whitey. I called him Whitey. They're from the council, they clint that piece of park, that ditch, every year until he retired.
Technically, there is clearing away the obstruction from the pipe, but that is private property over there. We're hoping that when the that's going to be part of a redevelopment site. No, because they have to apply.
So who are we looking for to clean it as now with the trees down?
Would be the property owner on South Second Street.
I guess you'll inform them to get this cleaned up.
Also, and we can't put the project out to bid until we acquire all the temporary construction easements and everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Dawn Weeks and I live at 215 Wyckoff Avenue.
Welcome.
Thank you. I work as a certified peer recovery specialist in the state of New Jersey. I'm at a peer recovery center in Somerset County, but I recently became involved with OSAG, which is the Opiate Settlement Advocacy Group. And I researched Piscataway, and I saw that we have approximately $125,000 of unspent opioid settlement funds. And I wanted to come in here because I did look into the initiatives that happened between 2024 and 2025. Most of it was prevention, which can be effective, but there was also one that was life coaching, but it was not recovery coaching, it was life coaching, which is completely different, I can tell you, as a peer recovery specialist. And I was just wondering, what are the current plans for these opioid settlement funds? And I would like to get involved and help if there are no current plans and you would like suggestions.
Council President, I'll answer that question. So we do have plans for the monies. We're using it for, of course, education, prevention. We continue to host programs at the high school level to have professional speakers and grade school, actually all grades at the school system, having professionals come and speak to the students with respect to drug use prevention, ways to deal with peer pressure when it comes to drug use. We are using that money to educate the public via ads and whatnot in our newsletters and postage, and we're going to continue to reach out to recovery and rehab centers to partner with them to help them with folks in the community that have a need for rehab, to use those monies to help those that are most in need.
Thank you. And I love that y'all are using it for prevention, but what are specific plans for recovery support for people who are either in active use or who are attempting to abate their use of opioids and other drugs?
Yes, that was the last comment I made. So we are looking into partnering with recovery rehabs to help those that are actively in a situation that need help and to need rehabilitation. So we are partnering and trying to partner with some recovery centers and rehab centers to help those in need. Specifically, as you know, in your profession, most of these folks don't have the insurance to cover for the expenses. So that is why we're doing that.
So that would involve what, free admission into rehabs, or would there be some other sort of peer support happening outside of that?
Well, right now we're going to develop a framework in order to make connections for people that need it. So a lot of these folks, as you know, in your profession, don't have that network established. So that's why we're here to do that. So we're going to start at the foundation. We're going to continue to build upon it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll now close the public portion.
If I may, I would be missed. I know publicly there's still people out there that think that some of the crime issues that are going on in some of the motels are fake news. But as of a half hour ago, we just had several stabbings over at Motel 6. And person's been arrested. The persons that were stabbed went to the hospital. There were evidently folks at all that were staying there. So I know that there are some folks here that were against that ordinance and who were saying it was fake news and continue to say that. It's not fake news. We have a serious problem out there, and we need to get all the council members in line on this one, because if we continue to let that crime go unabated in our town, we don't have a community. And it's really disgusting out there that you have members of the public who willfully know that there's a problem out there and are spreading fake news that's saying that there's no problem there. It's shameful what they're doing.
Council President, in line with that, because it's been brought up by Councilman Leibowitz, is we don't normally talk about pending litigation, but it's been put out in the media. Just wanted to give the council a couple of items on that complaint that they could consider. Is one of the issues on that complaint is that they're alleging that there are no crime issues at Motel 6 and other hotels. Another item on the complaint includes the fact that the summons was dismissed in regard to their excessive call violations. That was inaccurate. There was an administrative hearing. The hotel owner actually did not appear, even though they were provided notice, did not appear at that meeting, only the property owner. And so they basically did not engage and did not respond to the township in the many and many times the township tried to work with them or contact them prior to that. So working through the complaint, we're preparing an answer. But there are factual inconsistencies in that.
The part of the problem is that these folks that were stabbed and the perpetrator that was arrested were all frequent flyers who were continuing crime seriously over the time. So they're not new. They get arrested, they go back over there, and they commit more crimes, or they're victims themselves. And the fact that there's been over 130 domestic violence issue against women over there over the last 2 years is unacceptable. I don't care what your political stripes are. It is unacceptable. But when we have folks in the public that got up here at the meeting and tried to say that it was fake news, and are continuing to say it fake news out in the general public. That is unacceptable.
Public safety is a quality of life issue here in Piscataway. And believe me, I took a tour of Motel 6 yesterday, okay? You would not want to stay there. I am telling you, there's no one in this room that would stay in that hotel, okay?
I see about four people in this room right here that were going, spreading the rumors that it was fake news.
On that note,
can I just point out that all and agencies that came to speak to us were really housing advocates and specialists. I am obviously deeply troubled and saddened to hear about that terrible stabbing.
And
horrible. So there is a balance that has to be brought where, you know, we have school children that live there. I get it. We have families. There are domestic violence victims that unfortunately, because of a variety of issues, need, this is where they can live. This is all they can afford. But somewhere between what a lot of housing advocates came forward to share with us and keeping our place safe and putting frameworks into place, there has to be some type of middle ground.
There's no middle ground when people are committing crimes and stabbing people and raping people, prostitution.
Yes, those are all crimes that are illegal. Correct. And we're going to continue to prosecute those.
But the problem is the folks that are there, they're out there telling the general public it doesn't happen when there's substantial police records verifying, which both you and Councilwoman Rashid had.
Thank you, Mayor.
And right there. So
thank you.
I'm sorry. You're perpetuating this nonsense out there when those people are victims out there.
The issue is this is a problem that's pertinent to Piscataway that we are trying to solve here in town. It's a problem that is affecting us locally, and it's our job to solve that problem as council people and mayor. That is the problem. It's public safety, and it's public safety here in Piscataway. That is the issue.
Council President, I'm so sorry to add on to this conversation because I'm sure you're ready to close out, but this is Councilwoman Cahill. So I'm going to wholeheartedly agree what you just said, Council President. But
thank you.
Also agree that misinformation is getting spread out there by very responsible and intelligent people. And that's wrong.
I agree.
Let's also state the facts.
Sorry, Gabrielle, go ahead.
And not go against colleagues who are trying to do the right thing for the town here. Let's state the facts. And folks who want to come in from town and randomly make up things, point fingers, accuse good public servants of being racist or biased in any way is not constructive. And so I am here to ask that the council, all members of the council, regardless of the political affiliation, is that when misinformation is spread out there, that it is corrected. And, it obviously the mayor is very passionate about this. And folks want to say how he speaks this or that. But, in fact, he's trying to convey a message here is that there is a way to do business with each other, to work together for our residents. And I would just ask that our council colleagues do that, who aren't necessarily part of the same political party, but maybe not the same faction, is reconsider the conversation about what's right for the township in its entirety, everybody. That's who we govern, everybody, no matter their political stripes. We don't govern one group or another group. We govern for all. And not everything can be one way. It's not my way or the highway. It's got to be worked out together. And it concerns me if we can't do that. And I'm very proud of the folks who did vote yes on the pop-up parties and yes on the motels, because it was the step in the right direction. And just one other comment, Council President, I do apologize for butting in here. I don't usually do this. But one other thing. When it is out in the public sphere, oh, look, of course they filed a suit against us. I'm going to tell you right now, I am not a lawyer, but there, if there were to be anybody who would look at that complaint and say we are wrong, that's an LLC, people. I'm speaking to our residents. That's a limited liability corporation. That means they don't give a you-know-what to this town, the residents, the unhoused women there who are at high risk. They do not care. And it is a frivolous suit, as many other frivolous suits have been brought against the town by highly intelligent people who understand that those frivolous suits cost our taxpayer dollars, are going to be thrown out of court and not found with any merit, who probably don't have to pay the lawyer bill. But our township residents pay for those frivolous lawsuits every time one is filed. Remember that, council members. Frivolous lawsuits cost our taxpayers. And that is all I have to say. It is very upsetting to me that highly intelligent people would agree that a report out of our police department would come to a consensus that it's false. And that you have people who call in here who act like they know everything. We govern for every resident in this town, not just the select few. And it is very important that our residents know that we have their back. Thank you, Council President.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Very
well said. Thank you, Council Member Cahill. I appreciate that. And I would love to have these conversations outside and away from this forum where we have opportunities to speak as council members
on a
number of issues with the mayor or without the mayor. Thank you.
You know, we all have each other's telephone numbers, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm now going to adjourn this meeting, and in honor of Earth Week, be the change you wish to see in this world. Can I have a motion to close the meeting?
Motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.